Roll the tape.
This podcast is protected by copyright and not for broadcast. See rsn.net.au for more details.
Set now, racing.
Now, on TAS Racing Talk, time to talk greyhounds.
It's been another great week of greyhound racing around the state, and to take a look back at the week that was, it's Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
Thanks, Shane.
Now, we had the heats of the Greg Fay Middle Distance Championship in Hobart last Thursday, and Good Odds Demon and Top Line Power were the two winners.
Yes, they were both very good heats. Good Odds Demon just been a model of consistency since he came here for Shane Whitney. Had good mainland form prior to that. Led all the way. There was a little bit of trouble behind him. Mainly Mumford's Son was the recipient and failed to make the final. Well, he is a reserve. But all credit to the winner. Painted Dotty was very brave running second. And third and fourth, Pedro's Vineyard, Dominic Stubb. Look, they all ran pretty well. It was a strong heat.
And Good Odds Demon ran fourth to Mumford's Son in the Vets Medley final, and Top Line Power ran fifth in the same race. It came out and won the second heat.
Yes, pretty smart dog, Top Line Power. As we've discussed, he's hot and cold, but he was very hot last Thursday night. He overpowered, missed somebody, the odds-on favourite that looked all over the winner. And he, you know, she ran very well. He just ran better. But it's, all in all, it's a pretty smart final.
Now, Russell Watts has always had a pretty smart team on his hands, but he's got a good one here in Super Bowl. Who won the first?
Yes, he's got a lot of good young dogs at the moment. Russell, you know, Silly Lucy, Super Bowl. This bitch jumped to the front this week after finding trouble the week before. The 26-27 was very good.
Glitzy Bling made it 4 out of 8 in Tassie with a strong win.
Yes, another dog with perfect manners and a very good kennel. Rod Ransley always gets the best out of his team. Look, she had to work for it this week. She didn't get the easy lead. Lashing Illusion worked her up, but in the straight, she powered away and won.
Buckle up, Wes. Two outstanding wins for the week. The first one in Hobart, followed up with a great win in Launceston.
Yeah, look, he just stamped his passport as Tasmania's number one. There's a fair gap between him and the rest. He's just a wonderful dog. All tracks, all distances, and... you know, there's probably another group one in him somewhere.
And Daniel's Bay was another one to run up to its great form. It's now won 7 of 15.
Yeah, terrific young dog. With my brother Gary Fay has had a lot of injury problems since he won the Breeders' Classic at Devonport, but they're all behind him at the moment. And his run was absolutely exceptional. Probably the best run of the week, actually, to run down Maker Cuppa.
And Her Highness, after a couple of placings, bounced back to winning form for Keith Nichols.
Yeah, terrific little bitch, this one. I think the best is still in front of her. She's only had a handful of starts, and 26-34 was a pretty good effort.
Launceston on Monday night, we've mentioned Buckle Up Wes scoring by 10 lengths, another outstanding victory there. Shannon Vapor, who had run a tremendous race the week before, showed it certainly got the ability with an all-the-way victory in the ninth race on the card for Graham Mote.
Yeah, look, Graham's got this dog in, you know, absolutely superb form at the moment. When he started racing, he had the manners but didn't have the strength, and now the strength is catching up with the manners. Led round the first turn. That was his first win over the 5.15 in 8 goes, but he ran brilliant sections, and 29.98 certainly won't be his last. He's a very, very good mannered dog, that fella.
Margaret Rosendale enjoyed victory with Hello Benny in Hobart on Thursday. She came out with Wee Fire, who's racing in tremendous fashion at the moment.
Yeah, Wee Fire, you know, she had a little bit of a lapse after the Maiden Thousand, where she went very well in that series, but the last few weeks she's just got back to that good beginning way, and to cross that field from box 8 was a good effort in itself, and then to hold off a very brave Poppy Singer just showed that she's really turned the corner.
Go Betty Go, only having a second start in Tasmania, an impressive win for Susan Gittes.
Yep, Susan's got a nice little bitch on her hands here. She ran very well in the middle distance heat the week before, but this time she jumped out in a pretty smart grade 5 sprint field, it must be said, and look, the last 100 metres she just powered away and ran 29.91, you'd think that she's got a lot more wins in her.
And Kinloch's Way took full advantage of the red box in race number 2 with an impressive win.
Yes, we had the unusual circumstance of two different Nick Howards winning on Monday night. Nicholas Howard with Kinloch's Way in race 2, which was a very good performance in running 30.06 and winning by a space. And then Nicole Howard with Flutter Fly. Anyone who backs Flutter Fly must have butterflies, I reckon, because that's the third time she's been in a photo over 278 at Launceston, and that's the first one that she's actually won, so that was good to see.
And speaking of 278s, Aroma Pichet, after winning from box number one last week, didn't draw as well this week, box five, but it didn't make any difference.
No, look, 278s are mainly, without disrespect to the other dogs, they're mainly made up of speedy squibs that can't quite run further. Aroma Pichet's got the added bonus of he can run a strong 500, but he's got the brilliant early speed of a 278. So he's only got to get the clear run in those kind of races, and he's too good, and that was the case.
Devonport on Tuesday, Eileen Thomas struck early with Night Tremor as a first starter.
Yes, I don't often pick a dog that's a last start winner as the dog to follow for the week, but this is the dog, Night Tremors. I just loved his debut. He jumped in front of a much more experienced field. He put a gap in them, and then he maintained it to the line and ran 26.04. Eileen and Ian just always seem to get their hands on a good dog. They've got a long way to go before he becomes a Darmec, but by crikey, that was a good debut.
Pioneer Mogul, it's now won two of its last three.
Pioneer Mogul's really turned the corner, and Richard Hall's got him going so well. He beat a very modest field, I must say, with six runners, but the way he performed and the way he won there a couple of weeks ago, it looks like he's got a lot of wins in store.
In the main, it was a tough day at Devonport in pretty wet conditions for punters. Kevin McConnon wasn't complaining, though. House of Stark at $14 and Renewable Energy in the following race at $8.
Yes, I could have made a case for House of Stark, but he was still a little bit lucky to win, but it was a brave win because he came from well back in the field. Couple up front right near the line, I don't think we're pursuing the bunny in the desired manner, but he got up there and won. Renewable Energy, she's had a couple of wins and a lot of duck eggs in between. You never know what you're going to get with her. But by crikey, she put it all together the other day. Yeah, while since Kevin's had a double, but good to see.
So punters were staggering. Bitmore Lindy didn't help. $32 chance for Robert Nelson leading all the way.
No, look, I couldn't have found her simply because of the grade. But when you look at the field, there were only a couple of dogs in it that had any chance of leading. They were all dogs that get back and run home. She was one of the two chances of leading. But I didn't think she was good enough to hang on and win like that. But 25.86, she was pretty impressive, wasn't she?
Now, can you tell me how a greyhound by the name of Quick Advance went around at odds of $7.20 to win the invitation race?
Look, the more you win, the better you are, and the more you look like a certainty beaten, the shorter they are. I don't know why it is there. Look, he did have plenty of opposition on Tuesday, it must be said. I mean, Pip Star, you know, make a couple of flash innings. Cosmic Fire, a lot of dogs with very good form, and geez, he didn't do it easy, did he? He had to come from midfield, circle the field, terrific run, and his sister was every bit as good a run, Pip Star. Yeah, they're great litter.
And Alvin Benz scored a very similar win recently to its performance at Devonport on Tuesday for Brian Crawford.
Yeah, look, Brian's really got Alvin Benz firing now. He had a bit of a, you know, hiccup in his career about 10 starts ago when he upset the stewards one night at Hobart, but since then, all distances, all tracks, he's putting it together, and that was a huge run to come from where he came and run those down.
And then in the last, it was Motlop Magic, who really buried punters at $13.90.
Look, he's a real head case, Motlop Magic, and Phil Cousins, the owner trainer, will be the first one to admit that, but he's a talented dog, and when he gets it right, he is pretty smart, and he got it all right on Tuesday.
So Night Tremor's the greyhound to follow this week?
He is.
Okay, Night Tremors it is. Thanks for your time again today, Greg.
Thanks, Shane.
Live at 5 every Wednesday on Carnival, TAS Racing Talk.
Greyhound racing coming up tomorrow night in Hobart. 11 races on the card, and the man that's going to steer us into all the winners is Rick Puccinelli. How are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
What about this quaddie on the night of the Greg Fay Middle Distance Championship Final? The first leg is the Grade 5. Emperor's Bridge, good effort last time out.
Yeah, it was a good effort, Shane. It didn't have a lot of luck from box 6. Goes into box 1. I think it's clear second pick. I'm taken with a dog called Despicable Ben. I thought his win at Launceston when he went 30-18 beating Winburn Blaze, I thought was good. I don't know if box 8 will suit him, but he's got a slow beginner in 7, so I've got to put him on top, Despicable Ben. 1, Emperor's Bridge, I thought had no luck, as we discussed just a minute ago. No luck, he'll go well from the inside draw. 2, Take Up Jack. Now, he's nearly a professional place getter. He rarely finds the line, but you must include in everything that you play. And I put in number 7, Benzema. He can be slow out. He runs centre of the track. He's very, very strong. You must include. There is an early scratching in that race. Race 5, number 6, Bozzy Skills, an early scratching. But 8, 1, 2 and 7 in leg 1.
Second leg, Dirty Rich has come up with the red box.
Yeah, look, there's 2 of him, Shane. There's a good one and there's a bad one. The bad one is when he gets behind, he's very ordinary. But as we know, there's a lot of greyhounds that like to be on the bunny. And if he happens to lead, he will win. I put him on top. two Winkley Tams going very, very good. She's lining up for a winning hat-trick. Look, her wins have been very good, so you must put her in a second pick. I put in number 8, Her Highness, in for third pick. Look, she was slow out last week, and she navigated her way through the field to win. I thought it was good. She's going to struggle from box 8, but she's got a good motor, and she's got some chance. And number 7, Poppy Singer. It's going very, very good at the moment. This is probably a little bit of a rising class for him, but you must include 1, 2, 8, and 7.
In the third leg, we've got Brendan Purcell's run at Baines Lane, looking one of the leading chances.
Yeah, Shane, he's my on-top pick. Look, he never got into the race last week behind Buckle Up Wes. He ran 5th. He got beat 7.25 lengths. Sorry, 10.5 lengths. Look, just forget he went round. I think he'll get a derive plenty of benefit from the run last week. And the interesting part about this race is, Shane, that number 5, Tizza Gold, looks probably one of the likely leaders, and that'll probably help Baines Lane. So I put 6 on top. 2, Shanlon Vapor, was very good at Launceston on Monday night and is coming off a second behind Buckle Up Wes. And I think you tried to steer most punters into him on Monday night with that form line, and it was good form lines. I put in number 1, Barnes Bay. Got a good draw, got a good motor. He's been placed 8 out of 9 at Hobart. You must include. And I put in number 8, Mr. Consistency, Blue McCool. He's got a good draw. He's got a couple of desperate railers drawn inside of him. He's got some chance. 6, 2, 1, and 8.
And the last leg is the Middle Distance Championship. It's over the 5.99, Good Odds Demon, and also Top Line Power, Miss Somebody, all engaged here, Painted Dotty. It's a great final.
It is a great final, Shane. I think the start's going to be the key, and look, off my speed map, I've got Good Odds Demon going to the lead. Now, if he happens to zoom to the lead and runs 34.50, I think they won't beat him, and I think that just off my speed map, he'll be to the lead, and I think he's clearly the dog to beat. Dog that had no luck last week and still ran second was Painted Dotty. I think she's second pick. I put in Top Line Power. Now, he's an enigma to me. He's a good one and there's a bad one of him. On Song, he's a very, very talented dog, and he's come up with a red box, so you must include. And I put in number 2, Miss Somebody. She's Miss Consistency. She's always thereabouts, and she runs a strong 5.99. 4, 5, 1, and 2.
That makes Rich Quaddy for Hobart in the first leg, 8, 1, 2, 7. Second leg, 1, 2, 8, and 7. In the third leg, we're looking at 6, 2, 1, and 8. And in the last leg, 4, 5, 1, and 2. What about a best?
Go early, Shane. Let's get it early. At 7.13, we'll try and get race 1, number 8, Buckle Up Fletch. Just forget he went round in Launceston on Monday night. He was going to the lead and got dragged down from behind. He had no luck at all. I think from box 8, he will zoom down the outside, set up a winning break, and win easy. Race 1, number 8, Buckle Up Fletch.
Launceston on Monday night. The first leg is race number 5.
Shane, found this a hard race. I went with number 6, Wild Cindy. She was spotted last week coming home very, very strongly, even though she ran 4th behind Mason Pines in the last race. Thought she had a good chance. I put in number 8, Hindsight. Now, this greyhound might be the likely leader in the race, and if that's the case, got a good chance. I put in number 2 for 3rd, Golden Sage. Don't think Launceston's its track, but it's drawn near the fence and got a chance. And number 1, Rock Royalty, drawn well, good plugger, got a chance from the draw. 6, 8, 2, and 1.
In the second leg, High Sierra, pretty impressive at Devonport during the week.
Yeah, Shane, she didn't let the best bet down on Devonport on Tuesday. And look, she's definitely got some chance, and I've put her on top. She has recorded 37-17 here. Mick Louth's team's going very good at the moment. I put her on top. I put in 7, Blue McCool, going very, very good at the moment. He's always thereabouts. I put in 8, Hannah Bowden. She'll appreciate box 8, and she's going good at the moment. And I put in number 1, Winburn Loco. Very, very funny dog. Got a big motor. Just not quite sure if it likes pressure on its outside, but if it jumped in front, it'd have a big chance. 6, 7, 8, and 1.
In the third leg, the informed Pipstar goes around in box 2.
Yeah, Shane, this is a very, very good race. This is an outstanding field, and I actually went with a dog called Real Caution, number 5. Thought he had no luck at all at Devonport recently, and I just think from box 5, he's got a very, very good chance. I put 8, Aroma Pichet, rising up in class, but definitely got some chance. Put in number 2, Pipstar, I just think that they might burn him off early, Pipstar, and look, she'll be working home very strongly. And I put in one of the likely leaders, number one, Hard as Nails. 5, 8, 2, and 1.
And in the last leg, we've got the Illingworth Classic winner drawn out in box 7.
Yeah, Shane, I can't tip against him. He's going very, very good at the moment, Callaway Ernie. His last run behind Groovy Lane at Devonport was outstanding, even though he ran midfield. He had no luck at all. Butch Devril's definitely got a very, very promising greyhound in his kennels. Thought it was clear on top pick. That was then is my second pick. Thought she had got good early speed. She'd be up near the lead. She'll make her own luck. She's got a chance. Rose Cabernet, number 6. This will help number 7, Callaway Ernie, because when she comes out of the boxes, she takes a left-hand turn and wants to go to the fence. Now, if she happened to lead, she'd run a very, very cheeky race at fair odds. And I put in number 5, an impressive Devonport winner on Tuesday, Pioneer Mogul. The numbers there were 7, 2, 6, and 5.
So that's the quaddie for Launceston. 6, 8, 2, 1 in the first leg, 6, 7, 8, 1 in the second, 5, 8, 2, 1 in the third, and bringing it home on 7, 2, 6, and 5. Best bet on the card?
Shane, I'm going the Coward's way. I'm going race 2, number 2 each way, a dog called Gemstone Jack. Looking at the form, there's only two possible winning hopes. There's Gemstone Jack and Go Betty Go. And on the run last week, Go Betty Go will be odds on. And I just think Gemstone Jack might stalk it, be very, very hard to beat and put its head in front on the line. Just at the $3 or $4 on the each way basis, I don't think you can miss race 2, number 2, Gemstone Jack.
Gemstone Jack, the best each way in Launceston. Devonport on Tuesday will take time. Ronnie went around at big odds last week. It's engaged in the first leg of the quaddie for Jed Mace.
He went super, Shane. He went 25.80. He lobbed fifth off the mat, and then he zoomed through to second, found the lead, and was very impressive. Soon's believing. I think he win again. Put in number 1, Get You Some off the red box. Butch Devril got a very good chance. 8, Night Keeper. Now, this is a maiden dog. I looked up on the internet. It's related to Red Nitro and King Nitro. So it'll have speed, and it's got box 8, so it's got some chance. Number 6, Cape Town Advice. 4, 1, 8, and 6.
Second leg, Hell Yeah Tangles comes up with the red box.
Yeah, it's got a good chance, Shane. It's going quite good. I'm actually taken with a dog called Blitzum Dooley. Got terrific box manners. Might jump in front. Got a good chance. 1, Hell Yeah Tangles in for second. Phelan, number 3, is my third pick. His last few haven't been at his best, but Peter Phillipson, a very astute trainer, wouldn't put him back in if he wasn't right. And I put in number 5, Make a Cuppa. He runs around the outside fence, but he's got a big motor, and this is a drop in class. 4, 1, 3, and 5.
In the third leg, looks a tough race. Waratah Boy nicely drawn the inside.
Yeah, Shane, look, he settled second early, and then he lost ground. He hasn't got any mid-race speed, and he got back to fourth and fifth, and then he stormed home and run second. He's my second pick. I went with the drawn dog in Helinski. I thought it was very, very be hard to beat from box 8. Got a desperate railer in 7 and a good beginner in 6, so it'll zoom down the outside. Waratah Boy in for second. My third pick's a dog called Sir Buddy. He'll appreciate being drawn closer to the fence this week. He had box 8 last week, and all he wanted to do was find the fence. And I thought number 7, You're Nothing, one of the likely leaders, got a chance. 8, 1, 3, 7.
Last leg, race number 8, Quick Advance, Airborne at the minute.
Yeah, going super, Shane. He's my on-top pick. Think he'd be very hard to beat. 4, Dirty Rich for second. 7, Winkley Tam, and 1, Fine Eagle. 5, 4, 7, and 1.
Rich Quaddy for Devonport Tuesday. 4, 1, 8, 6 in the first leg. Second leg, 4, 1, 3, 5. Then 8, 1, 3, 7. Last leg, 5, 4, 7, and 1. Wrap it up with the best bet.
Shane, I'm taken with a dog called Red Nitro. I think his last few, he hasn't had a lot of luck. He's drawn box 7. Now, the key to this race is there's a good bit of speed drawn inside of him, and I'm tipping like Senior Slammer, Whitford Miss, and Adam's Molly got good speed. He's got a terribly slow beginner in 8. I think he'll zoom down the outside, Red Nitro, and I think he'll win. Race 4, number 7, Red Nitro.
So our three winners for the week. Hobart, race 1, number 8, Buckle Up Fletch. Launceston, race 2, number 2, Gemstone Jack. Devonport on Tuesday, race 4, number 7, Red Nitro. Notice I say our winners for the week, Rick. We'll get more information off you next week.
Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by rsn.net.au.